The party you are trying to reach does not accept calls from numbers with caller ID blocked. Please unblock your number by dialing *82 and try your call again.
Hello?
Hello, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We were talking about a couple of minutes ago, but I had a power
outage. Yeah, something went wrong. The connection got dropped or something.
Yeah, I had a power outage. That's why we couldn't continue. If you would like to, we can continue where we left. We were almost
done. Sure.
Thank you. Let's see. Where we left is that thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements.
Okay.
I guess that we review the first one. The first one is, I try not to remember and think about this incident. Do you agree, disagree, neither agree nor disagree?
I agree, I guess.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Oh, no. No. Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. The next one is, I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
No, I would disagree.
Somewhat or to strongly disagree?
I think strongly.
Okay.
We're talking about it now, and the couple of times I was stopped, and it's, I don't think I've thought about any of that for, for years until you brought it up tonight, so.
Okay, got it. The next one is, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea,
or
pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, my feelings about this incident are kind of numbed.
No, strongly disagree. It wasn't particularly pleasant, but it wasn't at all confrontational.
Okay. The next one is, other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Could you say again, please?
Sure. Other events in my life caused me to think about the experience with the police.
Oh, no, I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Not strongly.
Thank you. And
we're talking about, with one exception, we're talking about traffic stops here, so,
Okay. Thank you. Now, remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Sorry again?
Sure. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
No, I would disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Okay, now the next one, kind of the same. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with police. The first one is, I feel that I'm being held to unfair standards relative to others.
No, I would disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. Again, I can see where it would be different for other people from other groups, but in my own particular experience, no.
Okay. The next one is, I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
Oh, no, strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police as a secret.
I'm sorry, I missed part of that.
Sure. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
Oh, no, I disagree. Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. The next one is that I will be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer will ask about my past experiences with the police.
Oh, strongly disagree. I mean, there was never any kind of any kind of, you know, criminal involvement in any of this. So, no, it's not like that. I doubt there'd be any record of it.
Thank you so much. The next one is that I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
No, strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. And the next one is, people have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Again, I didn't quite catch that.
Sure. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Oh, no, strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, the next one, almost the same. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer. Agree, disagree, neither agree or disagree.
Has made the community safer?
Yes.
Yeah, I certainly would agree.
Strongly agree or strongly?
Probably strongly.
Okay.
You know, for all their flaws, I wouldn't want to live anywhere where there wasn't a police force, you know.
Okay. The next one is, I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a notable law enforcement presence.
I would agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
That was, I do feel comfortable.
Uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say, do I feel comfortable or uncomfortable with expressing?
Uncomfortable.
No, I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
That's a good question. I simply don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Switch my ear here. I need that question again. I'm sorry.
No worries. If having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school?
Yeah, I guess I'd agree somewhat.
Okay, somewhat agree. The next one is that law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And the next one is, I'm less likely to call the police when I need.
I'm less likely to call the police when?
When I need it.
No, I would disagree with that. I strongly disagree, maybe if we're talking about, you know, real necessity.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, we're almost done. These last questions are just for statistical purposes. May I know what is your current employment status?
I guess I'm retired. For a long time, I was either retired or unemployed, depending on how many people returned my phone calls. But I don't even make the phone calls now, so I guess I'm retired.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your current marital status?
My health status?
Your marital status. Are you single, never married, widow, divorced?
Oh, now I'm single.
Okay. Single, never married?
Nope.
Okay. And how many children do you have?
None. A couple of cats. No kids.
Okay.
Two cats. Kid.
Okay, got it. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Just me.
Okay. And what is your household total income from all sources? I will read you the categories just to stop me when I get to the right one.
Okay.
The first one is under 20,000. The next one is between 20,000 and 50,000. 50,000 to 80,000.
Between 25 and 50.
Okay, thank you so much. And how long have you lived in Boston?
All my life.
Okay. All
just born here.
Thank you. What best describes your current living situation? For example, homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends, living somewhere I do not pay rent, university housing or dormitory, assisted living or nursing home, currently homeless or housing insecure.
Are you asking me where I live?
What best describes your current living situation? So on the list is either homeowner, renter.
Yeah, I'm a homeowner.
Okay.
Homeowner.
Thank you so much. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. Okay, now please give me the name of two streets that cross closer to your home. For example, if you live in Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
Main Street or what?
Sure. We need you to give us the name of the two streets that are that cross closer to your home.
The street that's closest to my home?
Yes, the street that cross closer to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, you may set Main Street and Elm Street.
I see. Okay. High Park Avenue and Southbourne Road.
Okay. May I have it again? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Sure. What are the names? I'm sorry.
Okay. Hyde Park Avenue.
Okay.
And Southbourne Road.
Southbourne, like B-O-N-E?
It's south, like north and south.
Uh-huh.
And Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me add it here. Give me a moment. Thank you. And will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harper researchers about your experience with a perception of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure what insight I can provide, but yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. Well, you have now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, please provide your phone number and email address.
Okay. Well, you have my phone number, right? Or do you? Okay, anyway. 617-524-2326.
Okay, and your email address?
Email is Rurik, R-U-R-I-K, 9999@AOL.com.
Okay, let me repeat it just to make sure, because if I'm not mistaken, they are going to send the gift card here. I have R as in Robert, I, R as in
no,
Robert.
No, R-U.
Oh, okay, R-U.
R for Robert, U for uniform, R for Robert, I for interstate, K for Kansas.
Okay, then I have four number nines. So I have 9999@AOL.com.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. It's been submitted, and you should be receiving it soon.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
I'm sorry, the second call, I could hear you a lot better, so I'm not sure what was going on tonight, but I'm sorry to have to make you conduct the interview twice, asking everything twice.
Oh, no, we can continue from where we left, so there was no issues with that.
Okay.
So thank you so much for your time and assistance, and hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. It's been a pleasure assisting you.
Okay. Okay. Take care.
Bye now. Thank you. Thank you.
Well.
Thank you. Bye.